On this edition of The Fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten, we listen into a recent conversation led by Warriors radio play-by-play man Tim Roy. Here's the setup from R.C. Davis.
Thank you, Lawrence. You know, not a lot of guys around the association are as entertaining or as knowledgeable as Sekou Smith. Sekou from NBA.com, NBA TV, NBA Radio, the Hangtime Podcast. Sekou was a recent guest on our weekly radio show, Beyond the Arc.
Like everybody, I'm keeping an eye on L.A., you know, because LeBron apparently is the first guy in history to knock Father Time on his keister. You know what I mean? 16 years in, seriously, I was posing this question to somebody the other day. How are we going to explain LeBron 20 years from now? Like, to people that weren't alive when he was in his prime. It's going to be like my dad trying to explain Wilt Chamberlain to me when I was a kid, you know, when I was a kid watching Michael Jordan. He's like, well, you know, you think you've never seen this before. And he's like, well, maybe there was somebody like that, you know, in a different life. And LeBron is going to be, he's going to be Paul Bunyan in 20 years. We're going to be telling tall tales about what LeBron did during his NBA career.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think the NBA, every generation, has that player that they can argue that could be the best of all time?
I think it's mainly because these are the biggest, most agile and graceful athletes on the planet. And I don't want to take away from anybody else, but the idea that you could get guys this big to move this quickly, this gracefully, to play off their feet the way they do, there's only a rare, you know, amount of guys on the planet Earth that can do this stuff. And there's a reason that these guys are the best of the very best. You know, you can have all the physical enhancements you want in some sports. If you're not a big guy who can move the way LeBron and some of these other guys, Kevin Durant and these guys move, you can't excel at this game.
We've seen a whole bunch of guys who were big, but never didn't turn out to be good. So your dad was a Wilt guy.
He was a Wilt guy, but I grew up 45 minutes from Lansing, so he was he's 74 years old. He was a Wilt guy when he was young. Then he and his buddies, and this is when they were grown with their own families. They heard about Magic Johnson playing 45 minutes away, so they started following Magic when he was in 11th grade.
Wow.
And so he's been a Magic guy and a Showtime Lakers guy since then. It's been hard budging him off that rock. He still talks about the Showtime Lakers like it happened yesterday.
This is The Fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten, streaming 24/7 on Warrior Sound, the voice of Dub Nation.